Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Graham Ledger. And this is a special edition of the Ledger Report.
First, it just needs the governor's signature here. The bill would allow Governor Ron DeSantis to run for president without having to resign from office. Florida House lawmakers passed this bill just hours ago. It includes many other changes to election laws, including stricter requirements for first-time voters and third-party voter registration groups. Proponents say this is about securing elections. Opponents worry it will make it harder to vote, and they say this is politically motivated.
This bill seeks to disenfranchise Floridians, particularly making it more difficult to get access to the ballot.
Not one person who is qualified to vote will not have the opportunity to vote.
Governor DeSantis has indicated that he'll sign the bill. After that, he will be able to announce a run for the White House.
Of course he's going to sign the bill. I forgot to say stop the tape. Stop the tape. Of course he's going to sign the bill. He wants to run for president of the United States. And so it's that component that's going to motivate him to sign the thing. But the problem is what these genius legislators kind of touched upon here in their own kind of Marxist way, at least one of them who spoke there. Of course, she's looking at it from her Marxist perspective. And the other dude, the Republican, is looking at it through his rhino perspective. You know, there is some decent stuff in this bill. It's not 100% bad, but here's the bottom line. And we're going to break this down in just a couple of minutes here. Florida is free. Florida is leading the league in freedom and doing things right, but it's not perfect. And I tell people about DeSantis in this same regard. DeSantis is doing things pretty well, but he looks like a superstar because most of the other governors suck, in a word. And so he looks better than maybe he really is. You've got to keep all politicians, and this includes DeSantis in particular, on a short leash. You've got to keep a close eye. You know, there were times when Ronald Reagan went off the conservative constitutional rails and they had to put him back on. You know, everybody's human. But DeSantis is a motivated guy, and I think he's motivated personally. I don't know. You never know a man's motivation, but you know we have to watch what he's doing. He's going to sign this legislation, and it's Swiss cheese in terms of election integrity. Yes, first-time voters have to show ID. That's a good thing, and there's still voter ID in Florida, as far as I know. And yes, these poll workers are going to be trained to have signature verification, and that's a good thing. But there are a lot of questionable and bad things, and you have to understand that we don't want Florida to end up like California. But there are signs in this particular bill that Florida is going by the way of California, and we'll drill down exactly what that means. Election integrity is everything in this republic. Election integrity is everything in your state, whatever state you're in. Election integrity is crucial in the state of Florida as we look at the 2024 election because we know what can happen. It doesn't take an entire state. There's 67 counties in Florida. If the Marxists can flood certain zones, certain counties, and certain precincts in certain counties, they can flip Florida. That is the absolute truth. They can cheat their way into flipping Florida, and it would be cheating because we know the voter registration has flipped in Florida in favor of the Republicans. And the Republicans seem to be sitting on their thumbs doing nothing about it because, unfortunately, there are some signs that Florida is a lot like California from a Republican Party perspective, and that is useless bunch of rhinos. Joining me now from Pinellas County, Florida, is election watchdog Chris Gleason. Chris, if you had 30 seconds in an elevator with Governor DeSantis on this bill, what would you tell him?
I would tell him to honor his oath, and I would tell him to do the right thing, and I would tell him to veto the bill. That's what I would tell him to do.
The bill is, as you diagnose it probably better than anybody. What are the most damaging pieces to this piece of legislation?
Well, I've been working in election integrity here in Florida for over a year now, about a year and a half, and we had brought a lot of myself and a lot of other really good people brought a lot of solid points that needed to be reformed and needed to be fixed to Governor DeSantis, to Cord Byrd, to our legislators. A lot of good common sense things that would have really set Florida up as a gold standard for election integrity. And what they instead chose to do is they chose to let lobbyists for Dominion and Runback in ESNS and VR systems and an illegal lobbyist organization called the Florida Supervisors of Elections, Inc. They let them write the election integrity legislation, and they fast-tracked it through the Florida House and through the Florida Senate. We tried to get amendments to the bill, and they wouldn't have any of it. And ultimately, these selected officials, because they're selected, they've chosen to disregard the consent of the governed and the will of the people, and they just push through this monstrosity. One of the big problems with this, right, is we know how bad Runback is. We know how bad Dominion is. We know how bad ESNS is, okay? We know that. And so who in their right mind would allow lobbyists for those companies to write the legislation? I mean, our elections, they're sacred. If you were to go and ask a Gold Star family what's the value of their vote, they're going to say it's priceless. If you ask a veteran, this is veteran appreciation, this is veteran month, it's what are they going to say? I mean, as a veteran myself, I mean, I have friends who died who paid the ultimate price for our right to vote. And so you have this illegal lobbyist group, Florida Supervisors of Elections, Inc., that drafted this legislation, and they did this to hide the evidence of their crimes.
Well, let's drill down a little bit, Chris. Vote by mail. I am a registered Republican in the state of Florida, and I'm part of the local committee. And I am shocked that the Republican Party of Florida endorses strongly vote by mail. They want everybody to register to vote by mail. The problem is, because of this legislation, the vote by mail system is missing safeguards that, again, can be corrupted. And you're in Pinellas County, and you have been fighting the vote by mail corruption for, it seems like years.
Yeah, it's a mess. What they do is they flood the voter rolls with inaccurate data, and then they harvest them. Now, the problem that nobody really wants to discuss about vote by mail, it's the federal takeover of a state election. People don't think about that. I mean, because you actually have the United States Postal Service administering part of the election. That's a violation of the 10th Amendment. It's unconstitutional.
And it's also ripe with corruption. I mean, this is how you get Joe Biden with 81 million votes, a large chunk of those being phantom votes. Shouldn't the Republican Party of Florida be dead against mail ballots?
Everybody in Florida, everybody in the United States should be dead against vote by mail, because it's an invitation for fraud. It's an invitation for cheating. And we know what they're doing. We know how they're doing it, and it's not secure. It's absolutely 100% not secure. There is no chain of custody. There's zero chain of custody. I mean, you know, when you look at the polling locations, right? They have, you know, they have lock bags with, you know, tamper-resistant seals and all of that, right? But they don't have any of that for vote by mail, you know.
So now, but in Florida, you have to quote, just real briefly on this, I don't want to get bogged down on the vote by mail, because we all know it's corrupt. But in Florida, the defenders are saying, well, you have to request a mail ballot now. But you know, again, there are ways to circumvent that and blow it up, right?
Yeah. Not only is there ways to circumvent it and blow it up, but now with this legislation, what they've done is they've removed any transparency for groups like us to take a look and see if they're really doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're trying to hide it from public disclosure. So it's like, hey, we're going to change the law because it's written by these great lobbyists for these wonderful companies, and we're not going to give you any transparency. And you know you're going to have your illusion of voting, but we don't really care what you think.
Address verification this bill is effectively removing it.
What they've done is they will only now accept any kind of challenge or any type of address correction only from the United States Postal Service database when they do a query every year or two or every other year. And it's a joke. See, the way that the law was written before was that other sources could be used. So if in between the required list cleaning maintenance, a group like us, we could go and canvas an area and say, hey, look at, we found 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 people here that don't live at these addresses. You need to do an address verification and remove those addresses or update them. And they've removed that provision, because we were very effective at what we did.
So this means that, among other problems, when you add all this up, it appears that non-citizens, and there are plenty of non-citizens in the great state of Florida, non-citizens can vote, and vote by mail, and vote early and vote often.
Yes, that is correct. That is absolutely correct.
And that should be disgusting to every American. It doesn't matter whether they live in Florida or not, but we don't want non-citizens voting. We know it's rampant in California, but Florida is not California.
Yeah. Well, you know, I trust in God. I don't trust in these election officials, and they've given us no reason to trust them. And, you know, one of the big things here, right, is the government works for us. We don't work for the government. And, you know, they seem to be under the illusion that they hold all power, and they don't, because all the power resides with the consent of the governed. And we're not, our consent is effectively removed when they do things like this. And, you know, they try to hide the data. So, you know, there's a whole big thing going on right now in multiple counties here in Pinellas County, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach County. In Palm Beach County this week, we caught the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections forging official election documents. We caught them cold on it. And so, knowing and understanding the system, we requested some reports to validate that data and further get clarity as to what was going on. And we requested specific reports related to the machines and access to the machines, so we could see who accessed the machine and made significant changes to alter the election results. Well, you know what they said? Oh, well, you know, that's proprietary information and you can't see it. And I'm like, really? That's a violation of the Florida Constitution.
Where is the Attorney General in all this, Chris?
Well, the Attorney General has zero interest in election integrity. As a matter of fact, Ashley Moody has been not only complicit, but playing a very active role in the cover-up of the election crimes here in Florida, which is in itself a crime. You know, they tried to shut up Laura Loomer when Laura Loomer started raising flags about the fraud that was going on in her election. And Ashley Moody's office put undue illegal influence to try to shut Laura Loomer up so that she would not raise these issues. You know, we've done public records requests to both the Attorney General's office and the Secretary of State's office asking for a list of the activities or investigations that were reported to them for these election crimes, and they won't divulge that information to us.
That's that's astounding. So, in all of this unfortunate news and the way things are headed, and DeSantis is going to sign this bill. You know he is. I bet my house on it. I think you probably bet your house on it. So where do we go from here? If Florida is, a beacon of liberty in this country, yet we've got this anti-constitutional vein going on here, this attack on the franchise. If we lose the franchise, we lose everything, as we know. In a nutshell, what's the best way for folks to, and there's some great watchdog groups in Florida, too, that, as you mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, have been kind of shepherding folks in Tallahassee, the capital of Florida, to get this right, and they got it wrong. So what do we do now?
So we have to hold our elected officials accountable. We have to hold state administrators accountable. And we have to get educated. I didn't understand how bad it was until I started getting involved locally. And, you know, where you can have effect is at the local level. You have to get involved in your local in your local elections, because nobody is doing it. And because nobody is involved in the local elections, they have carte blanche to do whatever they want. They can flip votes. They can adjudicate votes. They can, I mean, you know, we found, you know, tens of thousands of 100% blank ballots allegedly being cast in all these counties across Florida. That's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. But the only reason why they can get away with it is because people aren't watching them. So we have to get involved.
All right. Well, we know you're involved. And if do you have a website or can you direct?
Yeah, sure. You can go to immutabletruthelections.substack.com.
Immutabletruthelections.substack. So it's a Substack newsletter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Substack newsletter, and we're posting a lot of stuff. There's going to be more and more stuff coming.
Okay. Well, Chris, thank you for the information. Keep up the fight, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you, Chris Gleason. Doing God's work there in Pinellas County, you know, doing the best he can under the circumstances, and it ain't easy, the circumstances right now. The bottom line is, we've got to fix the franchise. We don't fix the franchise, it's over, ladies and gentlemen. And so we have a mission in this country, and the country is to protect election integrity. In the end, and by the way, election integrity is only as good as the people who are enforcing the rules and the laws, right? So if you have people who are completely uninterested in enforcing the rules, like apparently the Attorney General of Florida, completely uninterested in enforcing the rules and the laws, then what do we got? So, yeah, you know, Chris is right. You've got to light a Bunsen burner under the rear end of these elected officials, even in states like Florida, in free Florida. We have a mission in every state to try and achieve it. California's gone. I don't know how we fix it in our lifetime. And certain other states like New York, probably gone, Illinois, probably gone, Oregon, and Washington State. But the bottom line is, you know, we have states that are not completely corrupt like the aforementioned states. And we've got to at least try and, number one, fix the corruption, get rid of the corruption. And number two, make sure that the people who are in positions of power do their jobs, because you got to have both. And in the end, what we need is a constitutional amendment. Call it the 28th Amendment of the United States. And that is a very simple amendment. There's a single election day that if you want to vote by mail, fine. If you're a member of the armed forces, fine. But every vote by mail has got to be notarized, the notary public. That's crazy, Graham. I'll slow down. That's right. That's right. Because the framers of the Constitution never saw this one coming. How could they possibly see this one coming? If they saw it, they would agree with me, and they'd say, "Yep, we need in the Constitution some sort of directive that establishes a singular election day. That if you vote by mail, it's a concept they never even could have conceived." The post office, you know, is one of the things that's enumerated in the Constitution, mail, if you will, but not mail by vote by mail. It's crazy. And so you got to have it notarized. You need to have a voter ID. These are simple solutions, and you need to vote in person, period. That's it. And whether we use the election machines, that's not a good idea. So part of this amendment should be paper ballots. So there's a record. You know what? So what? You want to do what they do in the Middle East? You dip your finger in ink, and then everybody knows you voted? Okay. You want to add that layer of security? That's fine with me. But the bottom line is our republic is teetering on the edge of banana republic if we do not fix this mess and put some integrity back into the voter process. Because right now, even in free states, even in red states, as you heard, the system is upside down. So the bottom line is Chris is correct. You know, we've got to all do our thing. I'm doing my thing right now. You do your thing. It's all on us, because evil can only prevail when good is silent. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the archives of the Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.